So yes, I'm here with Mr. Dommer. I need to be quiet. Ventano, I need to be quiet.
You're not here with me.
No, I'm not here with Dominic Nigo at all, who's telling me to be quiet in his own humble abode. I'm not here at all. I've just heard vicious rumours, Nigo. Even though you don't want to be part of this audio boo because you want to know about the weather and things like that on the news.
Not that.
Oh, really? That's nice. No one could hear that, but it's very lovely. I'm being educated about Amanda, who was the weather girl. It's very lovely. We haven't been drinking. We haven't been eating pizza. In fact, that's just vicious rumours. However, I have heard on the grapevine. Shh, be quiet. I've heard on the grapevine. That trendsetter Leo Laporte, who is a trendsetter, he is a trend-setting person, has found something called Audio Boo.
I've never heard of it. I've never heard of it.
Oh, you're joining in now, are you? No, you're not joining in. He's not joining in. Don't worry about it. The thing is, for the best of my knowledge, is very, very loose. Very, very loose. And so I'm sure I've been using it for about 2 years. And surely if he's just starting to use it, and I've been using it for 2 years, surely that means that I'm a trendsetter, and he's jumping on the bandwagon, like the horrid fudging numpty that he is, with his big pizza face. What do you think about this, Nigel? Do you know anything? Would you like to know anything? Would you like to speak anything?
No.
You don't? Okay. You have no thoughts about this?
No, only that I agree with you, obviously.
Obviously?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, thank you. So basically, now there are many, many people that are now going to think that he has found this amazing British piece of technology that has been on the iPhone and the kind of generalness for many, many years. 3 years. Stephen Fry has been on there for about 3 years. Mm. Robert Llewellyn, who is Crichton from Red Dwarf, has been on there for at least 2 years. About the same time as me. But there's a beer in my hand. Hold on. This is quite nice, huh? Mm. And yet still, somehow, all that history has been tipped out of flipping history because Leo Laporte has finally found it. And so that's all good then, because Leo Laporte is a trendsetter, even though he is an absolute douche monkey and really should stop. Just stop. Any thoughts there, Neil?
Yes, I don't know who Leo Laporte is.
Neither do I.
Oh, well, yeah, we can slag him off.
Yes. Yes, he rapes bunny rabbits.
I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard that.
Vicious rumour. It's trending on Google as we speak and everything. It's on Twitter and stuff.
But he is a trendsetter.
He is very much a trendsetter. If anything. Wow, that's amazing. What are you doing on your doobly device?
I'm reading that delivery of Raspberry Pi begins.
It's begun.
That means I might have mine very soon.
Did you know that Raspberry Pi was made in Cambridge Town?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Did you know that is a British invention?
Yes, I did.
So basically, once again, I wonder how long it will take Leo Laporte to realise that a tiny little device called a Raspberry Pi.
£16.
It's £16. Is it? Wow. These are just without the cases, though, isn't it?
Yes, without cases.
What are you going to do without the case?
It's just going to sit on my desk, and I hope I don't break it.
Are you going to use it as a paperweight?
Among other things, yeah.
Wow, that's exciting times. Is it with or without the Ethernet connection?
Without, to start with, yeah.
You've decided to go without?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you plan to use it? Do you know have you got ideas yet, or are you just going to look at it and go, oh, it's a Raspberry Pi?
Yeah, I'm just going to look at it and be like, ah, it's a Raspberry Pi.
Lovely.